The Irish Times, election 2011.
I'm joined by my esteemed colleague, political correspondent Declan de Breydoun. Declan, we're into week two. How's it going so far?
I'm surprised, or maybe I'm not, that so many people are finding it boring. But elections are always a little bit repetitive. You don't have the Dáil, you don't have the decision-making mechanism in place. You don't have the confrontations across the floor of the House. And you have the parties repeating their message and repeating their message and repeating their message and trying to get it home to the public. So you really are dependent on little rows about debates and about odd policy issues, or maybe somebody makes a gaffe.
But it's all peanuts, isn't it? Particularly for a country that, you know, many people say is going down the tubes at the moment. You know, little fusses about, as you say, about debates or little blips here and there don't really have much to do with the pretty serious matter of who's going to govern the country and how they're going to do it for the next 5 years.
Well, you know, I think people would like to think that there would be a competent government in place in the country, and that there is a feeling that the outgoing government wasn't the most competent of all time, and that particular members of it were actually quite incompetent. So there is that issue as to whether we can have a competent government out of this election. There are questions about Enda Kenny arising out of his, you know, refusal to engage in sustained verbal interplay with his counterparts in other parties. Then there is this talk about, you know, we'll tell the IMF where to go and the EU where to go and we'll negotiate a better deal. Now, I have to tell you that most political journalists regard that with a grain of salt. That deal is a pretty tight deal, and we're in a straitjacket now. You can maybe make it a slightly looser straitjacket.
But really, the reality is we're at the mercy of greater forces, aren't we? Forces largely beyond our control. There's a lot in
what Morgan Kelly said in his last piece for the Irish Times. We're dependent on the kindness of strangers. There's a lot in that. But I think there's also a percentage for parties in being seen to be at least dignified and willing to stand up for the country. And, you know, I think sometimes it's going a bit too far, this kind of macho posturing. But at the same time, I think people would like to feel that as part of its competence, that the new government would be able to negotiate. Maybe renegotiating the deal is not realistic, but that it would be able to maybe stand their ground on the 12.5% corporation tax, which is really a vital issue that's looming larger and larger on the horizon.
And in relation to that new government, I mean, one of the things that seems to me that's giving a certain flatness to this campaign for the moment is it seems pretty obvious that barring some extremely unforeseen circumstance, we're going to end up with a Fine Gael Labour coalition with a very solid majority. And that really the battle, if it can be characterised as such, that is taking place is over the weighting of power within that coalition and maybe how many losses Fianna Fáil are going to suffer and how much it can minimise the damage to itself.
In some ways, the real issue is the balance of forces between Fine Gael and Labour. And there has been some loose talk about Fine Gael even getting an overall majority. Now, I don't think that's going to happen, but I wouldn't rule it out completely that they might be able to cobble something together with
every card would need to fall for them in every constituency.
Yeah, but they have been inching up in the various polls, and they've been, you know, running quite a clever campaign in many ways. They've been more responsive to people's fears and anxieties, I think, about mortgages and other such issues than Fianna Fáil, for example, or Labour. Apart from preserving Enda from the dialectic with the other party leaders, they have been running quite a clever campaign. But the chances are it will be Fine Gael and Labour. Labour, to my mind, have had a bad campaign so far. They were chopping and changing. They dropped the 48% tax rate for the over 100,000 earners because of the universal social charge. And they didn't handle that very well. Also, I think some of Gilmore's pronouncements have been possibly a bit too sort of Mr. Angry from Sea Pine in their style. This Jean-Claude Trichet is just a European civil servant and he'll do what he's told. And then the other thing about Frankfurt or the Labour Party, you know, that's probably aimed at Sinn Féin voters, but I'm not sure.
Isn't this their problem? They've got to look in at least two different directions. They're threatened on the left and threatened on the right from Fine Gael.
Yes, well, they need Fine Gael transfers. Sinn Féin is eating their lunch, really. You know, Sinn Féin, of course, know that they won't be in power, almost certainly won't be in power. So basically, they're not restricted in policy terms. You know, they can say things like, we will dump the universal social charge after this election. But of course, Labour can't say that because they almost certainly will be in government. So all Labour can say is we will review it and we'll study it and so on. And that's a real problem for Labour. And I don't think they're handling it very well, but then again, it's a very tricky one.
Tricky one. Well, they've still got a fair while to go. We'll see if they manage to respond to it, but I tend to agree with you in terms of their handling it so far. We'll talk again soon. Thanks.
Thank you very much.